Being concerned for one another and fraternal correction were the focus of Pope Benedict XVI's message for Lent presented Tuesday at the Vatican by the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. The title of the message is, Let Us Be Concerned for Each Other, to Stir a Response in Love and Good Works. Pope Benedict has called on Christians worldwide to look out for one another in every sense as they prepare to enter the period of Lent. Charles Collins spoke about the document with Father Robert Gall, who is professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross in Rome.
Well, an attitude of respect ought not to be an attitude of indifference or of ignorance of what's important to other people. And this happens right away in public life or in civic responsibility when, for instance, somebody falls down at the train station or at the bus stop. And you notice how people react around. They say, well, this is none of my business. I should respect their privacy. But if instead one intervenes in order to give a hand to help the person, maybe seek medical attention for them, that's the kind of attention and concern of which the Pope is speaking. Now, a Christian, because he has the love of Jesus Christ within his heart, he cannot fall back with indifferentism of just this false sense of respect for privacy, which is really selfishness and egotism. Because what the Pope is advising us through this Lenten message is that we practice the penance of Lent so that we get out of ourselves and that we really think about the others, because we are called in Jesus Christ to also strive for the salvation of all. So it has to be concern for them, just as Jesus was concerned for everyone whom he encountered.
But the Holy Father also talks about a concept which, as he said, is almost forgotten in Christianity, the fraternal correction in view of eternal salvation. And some would say this is forgotten because it's rude and you can't do it without seeming holier than thou. What's the answer to that?
Right. The Pope tells us that we're all sinners, and we should all be in love with Jesus. We should all be reaching out, stretching towards the finish line, which is heaven. He speaks about the eschatological dimension, which is seeking eternal life. And since we're all in this together, we are all on the same team, which is the human race. The Holy Father says that when you look at the other with love, not with reprobation, not with condemnation or simply accusation, but trying to lift them up, that we need to get out of ourselves and to see how we can help those who are around us without in any way that implying the kind of pretense that I'm holier than thou, that I'm better than you. But for instance, one way that many have found this very helpful is they have a friend who they realize has been far from the sacraments, far in particular from the sacrament of confession. And they bring this up with a friend and say, I go to confession because I sin. I'm sure you must sin sometimes too. Maybe you'll find this as beneficial as I do. When I come out of the confessional after receiving absolution from Jesus Christ through the sacrament, I feel a deep joy and peace in my heart. Why don't you come along with me and you too can enjoy this?
The Holy Father says that these words from the letter to the Hebrews urge us to reflect on the universal call to holiness. What exactly does that phrase mean?
Well, this is a doctrine of the Church which has been developed and enunciated quite solemnly in Vatican II, in the Second Vatican Council. And the universal call to holiness means, I mean, really, if we look at it from God's perspective, that God created us and he created us out of love, and he wants us all to enjoy forever his happiness, his bliss in heaven. That's the whole point of our existence. So if you look at it from our point of view, it means each and every man and woman is called by God to sanctity, which is to communion with God. And to achieve that communion with God means achieve also human excellence. So each of us, no matter what our state in life, and in some periods in history, it was as though if you really strive for sanctity, then you need to go into a convent or a monastery. But now the Church teaches in this formal, very public way that everyone in every state of life is called to holiness, called to sanctity. Even moreover, the Church teaches that it's in the world, in the midst of our daily occupation, that we must find our Lord, Jesus Christ, and strive for him. In fact, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, who was canonized by Blessed Pope John Paul II, was one of the leaders in the 20th century. I think along with Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and other saints of the 20th century and late 19th century, of teaching how we can find God in the midst of daily life. Even St. Teresa of Avila spoke with this kind of words. She would say to her daughters, Carmelite nuns, if you can't find God in the kitchen among the pots and pans, then where are you going to find him? And this is the meaning of the universal call to holiness, which the Pope is encouraging the whole church to rediscover during this time of Lent as we prepare for Easter.
Anything you wanted to add?
Pope Benedict wrote his first encyclical on love, that God is love. And his second encyclical was on hope, Spe Salvi, the hope by which we are saved. And now he has proclaimed a year of faith, which will begin in October. I see this Lenten message as one of the instruments by which the Pope is helping the whole church to prepare for that year of faith by renewing our faith, and renewing our faith specifically by being more generous in our penance, which should at once be fraternal, looking out for the others as we offer little sacrifices during these 40 days of Lent coming up.